So, welcome to episode 2 of the Homies Around the World podcast. I am sitting here on a bench at the Oslo Botanical Garden. It's really peaceful and beautiful. You might hear some ambient noises. There's a lot of other people walking around and a nice fountain and some birds and other stuff. So still getting used to the whole podcast thing. I'm gonna refer to it as practice podcasting for now until I kind of get used to it, more comfortable with it. Don't have a theme yet like before. Also trying to decide if I need to go into some crazy podcasting voice or just keep it au naturel. Let's see, it's Sunday. Just woke up. Actually had a decent sleep on the good old leather couch at the hostel. And got myself some breakfast of yogurt, some lox and crackers, some grapes, some water. Went and returned the bike from the bike tour yesterday. And I actually got to do some laundry. It's surprising how sweaty Yeti has been that he needs to do laundry already, and it's only been in a few days. Actually 3 days. Got here on Friday, Sunday. Yeah, so 3 days and I'm already doing laundry. Let's see, what else? Did the bike tour yesterday. That was awesome. Definitely worth doing. Got to cover a lot of ground that I probably wouldn't have been able to on foot. Went and checked out the fortress and the Viking ship museum. That was really cool. Saw some old Viking ships and really gives you an idea how hardy those guys must have been to just kind of shove off and set sail and not know how far they had to go. Obviously there's the raping and pillaging, which is part of the fringe benefits of that, but still it just seems like a pretty arduous thing. And also went to Frogner Park, which is just this beautiful park with all these intersecting trails and this statuary, I guess that's what you call it, a statuary, with all these naked figures. So conservative Christians, if you're worried about seeing poo-poos and pee-pees, don't come to Oslo and go to Frogner Park because there's lots of those. Really cool. Biked around, saw some other stuff along the way. Probably did about a 5-hour ride. And it was just a great way to spend the day. When I got back, I basically took a rest. And there was this, I guess it's the Oslo African Festival happening just outside of our back door. So literally, the hostel is kind of in this apartment complex, like maybe a 7-story building, and then it's surrounded by lots of other buildings with like little courtyards and stuff. And right in the back of our unit, there's this sort of courtyard space, and they had all this amazing African music, DJs, dancers, people selling clothes and other goods, and then some amazing food. I had this goat stew with a chapati and rice, and I guess what kind of looks like a samosa. I'm not sure what the Nigerian word for it was, but super good. I have pictures on Facebook about it. And let's see, so just kind of hung out with Sabi last night. He wanted to go out, so we kind of, I was pretty jet lagged, not really feeling in the mood, but I was like, oh screw it, might as well. So we went out and I thought we were just going to go have a beer or something, and then we first tried to hit up this like Irish bar, which I would have been totally cool with, but the cover charge, he wasn't happy about the cover charge. And then we went to this, I guess, well, it's kind of a more younger bar, and there was just, I mean, tons of like, you know, beautiful people, young Osloites. I'm not sure how to say the right word, but and then there was these really sloppy, or they're very attractive but very sloppy drunk girls playing beer pong, and it was really entertaining to just stand there and watch them just ass out. One of the girls completely wiped out the whole beer pong table, which both Sabi and I looked at each other. We were like, well, he's like, in his Hungarian accent, was like, oh, that was inevitable to happen. And I just started laughing at the whole thing. So I was like, hey, man, this is not my scene. I'm not dressed for this. I'm at least a good 20 years older than everybody here. So I'm just going to go back. And he's like, oh, no, let's. You know, I'll go back with you. And anyway, we were headed back, and then we stopped off at this, or we saw this karaoke bar, and this woman singing Sweet Child of Mine. So we're like, oh, let's go check that out. So we went in. The guy, the KJ, was a very entertaining British guy, looks at us, and we each put in our song. And he's just looking at us like, you guys don't belong here, but whatever. After a few songs, he played our song, and Sabi goes ahead and does What a Wonderful World in the Louis Armstrong voice. But I have to say, he sounded much more like Triumph the Insult Comic Dog than Louis Armstrong, so I was thoroughly entertained by that. And then, of course, I got up and did Big Papa, Notorious Z.A.C. on the mic, and you know, did what I do. That's like my mainstay karaoke song. And the KJ was like, I did not expect that. He thought I was thoroughly going to crash and burn. So I showed him what's up, and so that was cool. So I was feeling pretty anxious last night. I don't know, something about just the whole trip laid out in front of me. Seems like there's a lot to it. I've already, you know, it just every day is sort of packed with stuff, and I've got to remind myself to, you know, take it easy and not push too hard. You know, it's not a race. So if I just need some downtime, or, you know, I should feel free to not do things if it feels like I'm pushing too hard. So I just got to remind myself of that. Overall, it's also real cool. City. Everyone should definitely visit if they can. Really looking forward to Jotunheim. I found this, looks like a really cool cabin on Airbnb. So I'll be all by myself, which would be nice. It's super nice to be social, but I'm also looking forward to like a day or two of just in solitude. And just being up there, all the pictures I've seen look amazing. So looking forward to road tripping tomorrow, and I'll definitely keep, you know, podcasting and keep everyone up to date. If you are listening to this, I apologize for the kind of rambling. Just, you know, again, it's a practice podcast. I'll get better at this thing. I'll try to be more entertaining and have better stories. But thanks for suffering along with me, and signing out.